Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years, we've been asking the franchisors of one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with John Nitzel, the CEO of Bar Louie. And Bar Louie is a national collection of neighborhood bars featuring handcrafted cocktails and spirits, delectable food, and an inviting atmosphere. Hi, John. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Oh, thank you, John. We would like to ask our guest, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm in Addison, Texas.
Oh, nice. How's the weather there today, John?
A little chilly, but it's supposed to be 70. It's supposed to be nice.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay, that's great. Well, you know, our listeners may not know it, but I mean, you have a very impressive background, John. Maybe, you know, you could talk a little bit about your background, you know, what you were doing in the past.
Sure. I had the pleasure of growing up in the TGI Fridays system. I worked for Fridays for 28 years.
Wow.
Started off as a manager and worked my way up to president of the both the international and the U.S. business, and left them back in the middle of 2010 to join Bar Louie.
That's something. I wanted to tell you, I met my wife actually in a TGI Friday.
Great.
Make sure I told you that. So.
Which one?
It was one in Sayreville, New Jersey, on Route 9. So that place, and it's still there, in fact. So that place has special memories for us. So my wife said, make sure that you tell him that we met there.
Very nice.
So I thought you'd like that. Yeah. How is this experience? How's the Bar Louie experience different from, you know, your prior experiences you've had, John?
You know, it's pretty similar. When I started with Fridays, we had 50 locations, and I left, we had over 1,500. And so it was very similar. When Fridays first began, it was very much an adult concept.
Right.
No kids' menu, no high chairs, any of that sort of stuff. And so it was
right.
It was built to serve baby boomers.
Right.
And when I joined Bar Louie, we had 36 locations. And so small company. We just opened our 108th today.
Wow.
And so I think I would say somewhat similar in terms of, you know, taking something that's unique and highly differentiated that is small, and now we're getting pretty good sized.
That's fantastic. I mean, for someone who's never, you know, been in a Bar Louie, John, I mean, how do you describe it? I mean, the target audience is a bit different, you know, than a TGI Fridays, you know, where it's kind of, as you mentioned, over time, it's shifted to probably, I guess you could say, more family-oriented type of atmosphere. Bar Louie is a bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's probably the most difficult question that I get asked is, what is, you know, who is Bar Louie like? And I think the reason it's so difficult is we are highly differentiated. So there really isn't a national player who is similar to us. We compete more with local independents than we do with national brands. And so the way I describe it is we have we're a local bar and eatery. We've got incredible handcrafted cocktails, dynamic beer selection. 100% of our food is scratch cooking. So the only reason we have a microwave is to microwave popcorn. For our truffle butter popcorn. And then we create this really urban, comfortable, but kind of upscale atmosphere for our guests. And it's designed in a way that it's really easy to accommodate people who want to socialize. And so if you think about casual dining today, it's, you know, a lot of tables for two and tables for four, and every once in a while they'll throw in a table for five, where our average table sizes are larger. We're really cognizant of creating different seating areas for people to congregate. The average guest spends 2 hours and 15 minutes at our place. If you contrast that to casual dining, you know, the average guest is probably in there for 45 minutes to an hour. And so people use us far more to socialize. Than for functional. So while we're functional, we do a great job with service and execution. People aren't there for, you know, just, you know, the typical casual dining experience.
Right.
Let me have a drink, let me have an appetizer, let me have my meal, and bring me my check.
Sure.
People are there for longer periods of time.
That's fantastic. The old school model of franchising, John, is that, you know, a franchise in Portland, Oregon was really the same as a franchise in Portland, Maine. But Bar Louie is really taking a different approach when it comes to franchising. Did you want to talk a little bit about that approach?
Yeah, we have a huge guiding principle, or really two. I would say number one, and first and foremost, is that we want to remain local.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we do that is we create a freedom within a framework. And so let me give you some examples. So we have no two Bar Louis that are alike or the same. And so, you know, the atmosphere and the elements are the same, but we don't have a prototype. Even if we go into new space, we challenge ourselves to think about how do we make each one unique? How do we use as many local elements as possible, whether that be wood or stone or anything that's local to the area? The menu is identical in all locations. However, you know, we have 30 to 40 draft beers on tap. We control 10, and we ask that the other, you know, 20 to 30 are chosen locally. We ask that each one of our Bar Louis carry 12 vodkas. We say here are 5 that you must carry, and 7 that you'll want to choose locally. And so the promotions that people do locally, the entertainment, which most of our Bar Louis do one day a week, are all done locally. Because for us to sit here in Addison, Texas, trying to tell somebody in Portland, Oregon, or Portland, or in the Northeast, we'd be nuts. And so we like whether it be company operations or with franchisees to have people that enjoy freedom within a framework versus people who have to have, you know, the full place, the full script, if you will.
It makes a lot of sense, John. I mean, you know, and you've been doing this a long time now. I mean, you think this will be a new trend in franchising? Because, you know, I mean, the way you describe the whole thing, I mean, the quality, of course, is always the same. The menu is always the same, but it's customized to that particular area or that particular, you know, region. I mean, do you think this will be a new trend in franchising? I mean, it is very clever.
You know, I don't know. I think it's certainly more difficult. So I don't know if it'll be a new trend. I think it's certainly a huge portion or, you know, a huge part of our recipe for success.
Right.
Whether it be in our company locations or our franchise locations, the opportunities for sales and who lives and works near our Bar Louis are somewhat different. And so when I think about who the average guest was at TGI Fridays, it was far more consistent across the U.S. by day part.
Right. Right.
Than what you'd find in a Friday's, and so we've got or at a Bar Louis, and so we've got, you know, 25% of our locations are in urban centers, you know, downtown Chicago, downtown Minneapolis, et cetera.
Right.
And 75% are out in the suburbs, and some do 25% of their sales after 10 o'clock at night, and some do 10%. And so what one needs for success may be very different than another, and I think our challenge is how do you have standards. And require people to deliver against set standards, but give enough freedom where people can be successful based on their set of circumstances. So I don't know if it'll be a trend. You know, it's here to stay for Bar Louis because I think it's a key to success, whether it be company owned or franchise owned. And I think those individuals who need to live in a world that is super rigid, we're probably not the right brand for them.
Absolutely. How many units do you see, I mean, in the United States, John? I mean, you mentioned you're over, 100 at this point. I mean, how many you envision for the whole country?
We think there's over 400 opportunities. Now, whether they'll ever be 400 will be determined based on real estate availability. But there's 400 markets that we believe we can be in. But, again, it's subject to whether we can find adequate real estate.
Sure, absolutely. Because, I mean, there is more space, of course, required for a Bar Louis. I mean, how much space is required to open up one, John?
A typical Bar Louis is about 6,000, between 6,000 and 7,000 square feet. But our current portfolio, we have our smallest Bar Louis is 2,400 square foot, and our largest is 14,000. So we have a ton of flexibility.
Right.
I would say the vast majority are in the 6,000 to 7,000 square foot range.
That's interesting. As far as franchisees go, John, I mean, who are you looking for? I mean, what types of characteristics or experience do they need to have to, you know, get into something like this?
We like somebody who's been in the hospitality and or retail industries.
Right.
They don't necessarily have to have been in casual dining. We've got a couple of our franchisees who own hotels and who've done a great job managing hotels and expanding within Bar Louis. We've got a couple of quick service franchisees who have, you know, demonstrated the ability to operate successful national brands, and they kind of want to step up in terms of investment and sales and returns.
Okay.
So I would say people who have an experience in the kind of the retail and or hospitality industry is a big want for us.
Okay. And is this still, you know, being a franchise, I mean, of course, there is, you know, still training, of course. I mean, how does the training work, John? I mean, do they typically come to headquarters for training? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so the training will happen, and we have certified training locations. So all the training will happen in a certified training location. There's time spent here in the support center, so there's a week that's spent here. And it, you know, so I would say for the owners, it's probably a couple of weeks. If the owner is the operator, it could be 6 to 8 weeks of training.
Okay, that's fantastic. Is there such a thing, I mean, for our listeners, I mean, how would you describe a typical day, you know, to our listeners, John? I mean, as far as owning a Bar Louie, I mean, what is that like?
You know, it depends. I'll contrast. So I think there's two different experiences. So we've got an amazing franchisee, Frank Sweeney, who's up in Mishawaka, Indiana, who has just opened his second Bar Louie. And so his world has changed. But for the longest time, for the last 5 years, his day was very similar to what one of our general managers' day was like. And so he would, make sure he was staffed and ordering was taking place, and he actually operated the location. And in December, he opened up his second location in Greenwood, Indiana, and now his job is somewhat different because now it's more supervising and managing two locations while he's out looking for his third. And so I think it depends on size and scale. If there if you were like Zubin and Anthony, who's one of our franchisees who have multiple locations, their day is very different than somebody who's running one location.
That's fantastic. You've been involved in this business, this industry, I mean, you for such a long time now, John, and the majority of our listeners, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. I mean, most of our listeners know they want to get into franchising, but we find that, you know, in doing the show 9 years now, I mean, most of them don't even know where to begin because there's just so much out there. I mean, from all of your experience, what advice would you give to them in their quest to buy a franchise?
I would say two things. One, first is make sure whoever you're choosing has you have a reasonable chance of having a good return on your investment.
Okay.
Start there so you don't have to worry about money.
Right.
And then number two, whatever you choose, make sure you can fall in love with it. And so we think about it at Bar Louie. If you can't fall in love with the Bar Louie brand and be as emotionally connected to the brand as we are, you're unlikely to have the sort of success that you'd like to have.
Right.
So those are my two pieces of advice is make sure you can get a good return on your investment and make sure whoever it is you're with you can absolutely love because I can only imagine a world where, you know, whether it be a franchisee or me or anybody in our company who just thinks about it as transactional because you won't get the same sort of fulfillment.
And I imagine you must love this industry. I mean, in following your career, John, you know, I mean, there must be something about this particular industry that you love, isn't there? Because you've been doing.
Well, there is. You know, I think that if you're an immediate gratification junkie, like most of us in the restaurant business are, this is the best place because guests and team members and investors will all tell you how you're doing very, very quickly. And so, your ability to affect change. Is amazing. So I think if you're an immediate gratification junkie, this is a great industry for you.
And Bar Louie definitely has that energy too, doesn't it? You know, I mean, looking at the videos, you know, going on the website, I mean, it's certainly it's an experience, isn't it, John?
It's interesting, and I think what's fun about our brand is that it's very social in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Who our guests are fairly diverse in terms of who they are and the incomes that they have. And so I think about it this way. So the typical guest at a Bar Louie is, you know, 25 to 54 years old. They're $75,000 median incomes, 51% are women, highly educated. And so that's the vast majority of our guests. But if you think about that, who uses us throughout the course of the day changes somewhat. So I would say the average age of our guest at happy hour is probably in the 45 to 50-year-old range.
Right.
And then the average age of our guest after 10 o'clock at night is more like my daughter's age, and they're both in their 20s.
Interesting.
And because those 50-year-olds are asleep at, you know, midnight. So I think so we have broad appeal, and that's the fun part of our, you know, of our business is that, you know, the business, while the atmosphere and the food and what have you is the same, it does sort of change throughout the course of the day. And as we get later in the night, the lights come down a little bit, the music goes up a little bit, and the music that we're playing late night is geared more towards, you know, the younger end of the millennials.
Sure.
than what we play at happy hours for folks more my age. And so I think that's the fun part of being at a Bar Louie is it kind of evolves throughout the course of the day.
What do you envision Bar Louie like 3 to 5 years down the road, John? I mean, do you picture this concept? You mentioned 400 here, you know, in this country. I mean, do you picture the concept going international at some point?
Not anywhere in the near term, no. And so I think we've got enough to do to to occupy all of our energies in the next 4 or 5 years. Down the road, you know, there could be a possibility, but I think in the near term we want to focus on the U.S.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners, John, to, you know, get more information on Bar Louie and the franchise itself? Is there a particular website that you'd like them to go to?
Yeah, if you go to www.barlouie.com, you can see all about what our guest would see, and there's a franchising icon that you can click as well, and that'll get you in touch with Jill Szymanski, who's in charge of franchise development.
Okay.
And you can contact her, and she'll get back with you pretty quickly.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again for coming on the show, John. I know you have a very busy schedule, and it was a privilege and an honor for me to finally get to speak with you. I think this is a great concept, and you know, I'd really like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I think this is great.
Well, I'll take you up on that morning. Tell your wife I said hi, and
I will.
I'll
be happy to hear
you
that.
Bar Louie.
You got it. Thank you so much, John, for coming on the show. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.